Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number, 335 for 20 of May 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 or 15 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. We like to know your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one when you check into our net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. And I'm noticing that the view meter today is way up there, like 75-80%. I don't know what's up with that. I have not changed anything with my audio. So all of you folks who have been complaining about low audio, let me know if this is an improvement. Let me reset the timer. And just to let you know, my understanding is that the conference itself does not have a timer, but repeaters that are linked to the conference might have timers. So that's why we observe a three-minute limit anyway. All right, so we'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but this week I couldn't think of anything. Last week we were talking about the coronal mass ejections and the solar storms and the aurora, and my understanding is that we're not out of the woods yet on the solar activity. We may have some more CMEs and flares and aurora to come in the coming weeks. So keep an eye out for that if the weather was not conducive to seeing it last weekend. Where else am I? All right, so let me make a note. I've seen two call signs pop in here while I was talking. Okay, so I see that all of the call signs on my dashboard are stations who have been here before, and you know how we do this. But just in case, I am going to take a pause for any station that, well, let me run down the list here. That's how I should. So we have KC3LYZ, N4RNW, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, K8WYY. That's a new call sign, so I should rephrase what I said before there. So anyway, moving along, VE6UX, KE2CEL, KC1TCA, and KQ4MII. So for the benefit of that new station who is no longer on my dashboard, the Northeastern Ohio guy, K8WYY, he's no longer there. Okay, never mind. So if somehow you're listening to me and you did not hear your call sign, please come now so that I can add you to my list. Okay, right. I wasn't expecting anything, and I was not disappointed. Okay, so as I said, I do not have a topic this week, so this is an open mic. Anything that's on your mind, any ideas you have, any questions you have, they're fair game. Can I think of anything here? Weather-wise, summer is here. Today, my air conditioner kicked on spontaneously because I had left the thermostat set at maximum, And today, the ambient temperature hits the maximum, and boom, the AC turned on. I usually try to delay turning on the AC as long as possible, just out of, what would you call it, trying to save money. There's a word for that, but anyhow, it is darn hot here this weekend. Inside the house here, it was like 95 degrees, and I've got one thermometer telling me that it's still 90 degrees in here, and another thermometer telling me that it's 87. I'm like the Chinese guy who has two watches and never knows what time it is. Okay, so I'm going to start going down my list of stations, and you can greet us and say what's on your mind, starting with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Just got back from the shortwave convention last week. They moved it to Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, instead of Plymouth Meeting. They used to do it in the end of February, but I guess to have more people come, they did it in the spring this time to get rid of the snow and all. And it was a hybrid Zoom and in-person thing. It was pretty good. They had a nice thing about ham radio emergency con. Back to net.
Yeah, I think they used to cover that in CQ magazine back in the day, which brings up kind of the sad story. The publisher of CQ magazine passed away just recently. I don't think that means that the magazine is dead, but it does mean that like a change of guard or something there, that's a new publisher will have to come along. And all of the ham magazines have been kind of struggling lately. CQ, several, you know, 73, ham radio, lots of magazines have come and gone in recent years. And CQ was on hiatus for a while right around the time of the pandemic. I don't think the pandemic was the cause. I think there were other factors involved there. And let's see, there was something else on the tip of my tongue about that. What was it? Even the flagship ham magazine, QST, we're kind of waiting to see what happens with the big changes that are happening with MFJ, who have been a big advertiser in QST for many years. So I think we can probably expect some disappointing changes in QST in the future. So we'll have to watch out for that. All right. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. N4RNW, Harold here in hot and sunny southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Nothing new to report. It was blazing hot today, but the storms, the summer storms have not kicked in yet, but I'm sure they'll be here any day to cool it down. As I mentioned before on this net, we can see these SpaceX launches from the west coast of Florida in southwest Florida, even though they launch from the east coast of Florida. And we had a nice clear night the other night when they sent one up, and we can watch it right off the back porch and even see it all the way to staging. When the main engine's cut off, it stages, and then that comes down to land on a ship, I believe. But the launch continues for a few minutes. So it's pretty neat when it's a clear sky. All right, Wayne, back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Wow, you'll just sit out in your backyard and watch space launches. I should recognize that I see that the ham conference has connected, so I'm going to go back and sort of restart the announcement here for the benefit of any stations that are in the ham conference who are just joining us. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress, and it's some kind of anime thing that I don't totally understand. But you don't need to know about that. You only need to know that it's a public access Unix system. You can go to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. So give that a try if you haven't already done so. And We're taking check-ins here for our net. I have already have about 8 more to go here on my list, but if you're listening to us there on the Ham Conference, I'm going to take a standby for stations on the Ham Conference to check in. And the way we work it is give your call sign and wait for me to acknowledge you, and I can take several in a go. You don't have to wait for my acknowledgement before the second station or third station can come along. So are there any stations out there on the Ham Conference who would like to check into our net this week?
Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee, VK2DY, Robert in Sydney.
Okay, I have VK2DY. Are there any others? Oh, okay. Let me just acknowledge from the chat that KC1TCA is having some connection problems, so he's going to drop out, but I will make a note that you are an in-and-out check-in. Let's see what else is going on in the chat here. I haven't been following it here. I see that DE6UX is also short time, so I will mark him as a check-in. And all right. Okay, I think I've caught up there. So next on my list then would be VK6BQQ.
It'd be 9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. We're not too much to report here my morning, your evening, but it's getting up. Wintertime, 18 degrees Celsius here this morning. Nice clear sort of a sky, but not too much to report here, Wayne, at the moment that I can even think of. So I'll give it back to you, sir. AB9FJ, VK60QQ, Australia.
18 Celsius. Well, I'd really like to have that now. Well, thank you, Reg, as always. Let's see. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Yeah, it's been a warm one today, that's for sure. I don't think we got to 95 degrees in the house, though. And we have no air conditioning. There's window units I could put in. Not too much to report, especially not on the radio front. I've been doing some home repair around here. A lot of know about repair. But I'm trying to work out a way to get the cat in and out of here without me having to open the door and close it all the time. So turns out that our porch has a space under it. I think it was maybe for tool storage, but now the porch is more or less enclosed. So anyway, I put a cat door in and took an air conditioner out. The air conditioner was in a window that looked out into this space underneath the porch, which I find to be a very peculiar feature. Anyway, so far the cat shows next to no interest in going out that way. Typical. I'm not sure how to solve that psychological problem. Anyway, what else have I got? I don't know, I should put a radio on the cat. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Maybe a job for a little bit of catnip? I don't know. I avoid cats as much as I can. Good luck with that. Next on my list here is... Oh, no, he dropped out. He's not on my list anymore. KE2CEL. Oh, no, she dropped out as well. Well, I'm going to mark her as a check-in anyway. She was here. How about KQ4MII?
Thank you, Wayne. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike, India, India. Mark in Reston, Virginia. SDS login is M. Cornick. Nothing really happening for me on the radio this week. Been busy with a couple of other things. Got back a few hours ago from visiting my mother. It was about an hour south of me, and she had her birthday yesterday, so we all got together, and A couple of her old friends as well are in town, so we had a nice visit there. But hoping to get back into things fairly soon here. Got some stuff coming up this week that's sort of radio adjacent. I'm taking a Skywarn class on Thursday, and possibly I have to see. Ordinarily, my local CERT group has a radio club meeting on the last Sunday of the month, but given that it's Memorial Day, I think they might have rescheduled it. So I need to figure out when that is. But other than that, not much to report. And, I grew up with cats, so I can relate to what Ken's talking about. I would just submit that the cat does what the cat wants to do. It's not like dogs where you can kind of convince them that your way is better, and the cat is always going to feel superior and do what it wants to do. So once you accept that, the relationship with the cat gets a lot better, in my opinion. That said, I'm allergic to cats, so I'm rambling. Back to Nets, KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I'm allergic to them, too. I wasn't always allergic. I had a cat when I was in college, but that was also when I started having asthma attacks. So there may be a connection, I'm not sure. But I know that now, whenever I'm exposed to a cat, I have major allergic reactions. Okay, next on my list is VK2DY, and I don't think I said before, but we don't have a topic this week, Robert. It's anything that's on your mind.
Good morning, this is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it is, about 14 degrees Celsius now. We got a cold temperature last week. A cold front go over and the sky was clear, and we got down to 4 degrees Celsius here, which is definitely winter temperature here. But it is what it is. I understand that a little bit further up in altitude, they got actually frost. So it is what it is. Anyway, other than that, what else is happening? Our exam system works differently than the U.S. does, and Canada as well. We only have one set of exam questions that are kept secret from the people who are taking them until they take the test. And those exam questions are only changed once every so often. And they've just been changed this morning, actually. We now are using new exam questions. What that means, of course, is that if you fail an exam, you have to wait for the new exam questions to come out before you can retake the exam. So people, I guess, can retake their exams now. So it is what they want to do. Other than that, let me reset for a second. So Sydney Harbor, I'll tell you about this. My 70th birthday comes up on Saturday now, so it's coming up pretty quick. And to celebrate my 70th birthday, I decided that I wanted to do an item that was sitting on my bucket list. Sydney Harbor Bridge, about 30 years, maybe longer, has been offering a bridge climb where you can basically climb up the outside of the bridge. Those little, what do you call them, the support rails that go up the bridge. You can climb up and go up to the top and stand up by the flags, have your picture taken, and sort of come back down. And so that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. I booked a time for noon. They send up groups of 14 at a time, and so I'm in one group that's going up that day. There have been a lot of people who have done this, of course. It's not a unique thing, but it still is a fun distraction, I think, and I'm looking forward to doing it. You're about 200 meters above the level of the bridge, and the bridge itself is another 60 meters above the Parramatta River. So you're pretty high up when you're standing up there looking out there. So you get a good view of most of the central business district of Sydney. Unfortunately, you aren't allowed to take a camera or carry anything, so basically you have to rely on whatever pictures they've taken. But still, it's a good thing. And so that's my birthday celebration. VK2DY, back to that.
All right. That sounds like a lot of, I was about to say fun, but I have acrophobia, so I think I would be clutching the railing with, death grip all the way up. But still, it would be an experience to treasure. So let us know how that turns out. What do they say? Picks or it didn't happen? We'll look forward to hearing a report next week. All right, and I think you are at the tail of my list here, so I'm ready to take rechecks. Does anybody want to pipe up for one? Okay, well, we've gone about 23 and a half minutes here. I think that's a good average. So I'm going to drag my feet a little bit here in case you're pondering, you know, what could you add to what you said before. And then I'll do a final call for rechecks or new check-ins before I close out the net. All right, so final call before I close the net. Please call now.
AB9FJ, BK6BQQ, over.
Go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, just as a point of interest, on our Friday night TechNet, we've been going about 1,164 weeks consecutive, and the old man here, well, I just can't do what I used to do. So just as a point of interest, we have a new individual that's looking after me and making things happen. His name is Josh, and his call is VE3FLJ. He's in London, Ontario, Canada. So I've got him there's about 20 different amateurs in the London area. And by golly, I'll tell you, to get 5 to 10 new amateurs, that was quite experienced. And it seems to be working out pretty good. But yeah, I think over the last 22 years I've been playing with radio, I'm going to just sort of slacken down a bit and give it to the new folks. What do you think?
Well, I think you deserve a break. It's about time for you to take it easy. You don't have to go away entirely. You can be the emeritus and let these guests, these MCs, carry the weight, and you can be, you know, supervising.
Well, it sure has been an experience over the years, that's for sure. And as I say, this young man, he seems to be ambitious, and as I say, there's a lot of other new amateurs that are taking part of things. So, yeah, we do what we can when we can, that's for sure. Wayne, great to have you aboard, sir.
Likewise, Reg, and I hope you will continue to be a presence on these nets for some time to come. Okay, so I think one more final call. Anyone who's left here, if you have anything else to add, please call now. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net at, let's call it 0027 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I would say go over to get on SDF and go into COM and find us in the non-radio room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.